Dror Baran, pianist and on the faculty of U of L School of Music, joins me. Got a concert coming up on March 22nd. That's a Tuesday evening at the U of L Recital Hall. That's the Comstock Hall there. Dror, what's on your program coming up?
I'm going to start with a fascinating sonata by Beethoven, The Tempest.
Oh, number 17 in the...
Yes, and you know right. how they say that the pauses in Beethoven, it's the most dramatic elements. And in the Tempest Sonata especially, all those pauses that you have, it's very hard to come across and bring it to the audience, this drama. So that's very challenging piece.
It is. It's one of my favorites, so I've listened to many recordings of it, Dror, and noticed that not all pianists can pull it off. Successfully, I'm not schooled enough in music to know why, but I can tell when there's a performance I like and a performance I don't.
Right. So it's either the audience will sleep during the first piece because of the pauses, or they will be extremely, sitting on their edge of their seats. It all depends of how one can pull it off.
Well, I think some of the success in performing Beethoven is you're telling a story through the music and through the pauses and flourishes that he gives you.
Right, that's true. And if we're talking about story, the second piece will be Chopin Ballade number 4, which is, as they say, the musicologist, and it's that Chopin based that on Adam Mickiewicz poems. They don't know which one of them, it relates to Ballade number 4, but that's a storytelling for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Ballade, one might immediately think of something that's quiet and almost like a lullaby, but not Chopin Ballade.
Oh, no. He develops them. That's very interesting. It starts with an introduction, I would say, that reminds one once upon a time kind of an introduction that leads immediately to the main theme. And the main theme develops in different variations to the most dramatic, he incorporates dramatic elements in that theme. And he also incorporates some Polish characteristics, such as mazurka-like texture. You get even a nocturne-like textures. So the ballad is very complicated piece of work, but it's exciting and fascinating and builds up exactly at the coda, where it's on one hand you feel that it ends in a spiritual victory, and on the other hand you have these multiple voices that goes at the same time. So quite fascinating.
Dror Baran, pianist, Chopin wrote 4 ballades. Do you see development between the first ballade and the second? Did he develop his own version of the ballade through the course of writing 4?
Yes. And in my opinion, the 4th is the most complicated and I think the longest one in terms of them. Yes, there is definitely a development and growth in each one of them.
Well, Beethoven followed by Chopin, already very challenging recital you have for March 22nd.
Right, and then there will be a short intermission that will lead to 2 preludes by Debussy. And that's the first one will be The Dancers of Delphi, and which is the first prelude in the first book. And then it leads to The Hills of Anna Capri. Both of them are impressionistic works par excellence. I don't need to say much. Impressionism was the movement that ruled in the late 19th century, beginning of 20th century, before World War I in France. And they basically depict the everyday life in the Parisian cafes, or the nature as they that it reflects, let's put it that way. And in these preludes, basically, it's all about the character and the atmosphere that one projects when he plays it. So the colors of sound, the atmosphere that sets the performance. That's very hard to project in those preludes. And I hope it will. Yeah. I hope it will.
Well, with Debussy, do the preludes as a whole, are they kind of a benchmark for the composer? Are they landmarks in the piano repertoire? How do the Debussy preludes stand in the history of piano performance?
It's very important work. Yeah. I see it as very important work. I think that the challenge for Debussy is to create such miniature works, such as preludes, and to basically project all a very deep content and to attach evocative titles for those and try to project them through the prelude. That's a masterwork, for sure. So it's fascinating. There are wonderful recordings of those preludes. I think one that I really like is Michelangeli, and even my former teacher recorded them, Arya Vardi. He recorded it in EMI and EMI labels, and it's also one of the best recordings I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to pianist Dror Baran about his recital on March 22nd at U of L Comstock Recital Hall. Two of the works you've named so far, The Tempest and The Preludes by Debussy, have titles to them, suggesting that the performer do a certain something with their performance. Does that kind of bind you? Do you try to go towards evoking the title?
Yes. In this performance, I was thinking about a theme or something that will be good enough and it will give variety to the performance. It will show different aspects of elements and periods of styles. And the last piece does also have a title, and it's the Prokofiev Sonata number 7, which is called also the War Sonata. It's one of three piano sonatas that Prokofiev wrote in between 1939 to 1935, I believe. That's during the World War II.
Was that title given by the composer?
It is. And the reason is because this piece is a basically musical document of how Prokofiev perceived World War II through his own eyes, because he experienced it firsthand. If we will go back and understand a little bit the history of the piece, in 1939, Stalin agreed with Hitler to have some sort of a quiet border there, and he signed this contract that is called the Ribbentrop-Molotov, that allowed Hitler to attack England and basically had a quiet region where Poland was, and they basically divided Poland. So when Hitler eventually attacked Russia in, I think, 1941, that was a huge shock for the Russian people. And some people even compare that shock to the 9/11 that we had it here. So the Russians were completely in shock. Hitler basically wanted to conquer the entire world, including Russia, of course. And the Russians had to boost their morals. The moral was down, and that's when basically the Russian artists came to play, and they created art to help with the war effort, and that's patriotic art. Stalin was smart in that essence, because he understood that he could mold people's minds through art. Mm-hmm. And Prokofiev, even though he was considered, unfortunately, as the regime's composer, the communist composer, he was not like this. He just didn't have time to clear his name as other composers like Shostakovich, who lived after Stalin's death. But Prokofiev died the same day that Stalin died. So he didn't have the... But today, researchers says that Prokofiev actually embedded and encoded in his music all kinds of characteristics that mocking the regime. So in this sonata, you can hear different elements of Prokofiev's compositional lines. It starts with the motorica line, the special harmonies. Of course, there are all kinds of war elements like psi motif. This is my interpretation, so one can agree or not, but you definitely hear sorrow. It definitely projects war feeling, I would say. And at the end of the sonata, which is extremely challenging, the last movement has this perpetuum mobile, which is repeated bass that and it feels motoric. It almost feels like the ending of the sonata is some sort of a victory. Quite challenging sonata, I would say. So I hope that people will enjoy with this variety that starts from the Tempest to Chopin Ballade, to Impressionism, and then to Prokofiev, which is 20th century. So we are going through different time periods.
Well, and it sounds like you'll be going through quite a bit of rigor to play all these pieces. They're all challenging in their own ways.
But, yes.
Certainly going to feel it in your arms at the end of this recital, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Dror Baran is performing March 22nd at U of L, University of Louisville School of Music, Comstock Recital Hall. And U of L School of Music website has all the information there.